As we wait for the trial to begin, we're joined on the telephone by Marjorie Cohn, Professor Emerita at Thomas Jefferson School of Law, author of the book Drones and Targeted Killing, Legal, Moral, and Geopolitical Issues. Marjorie Cohn, we always are greatly appreciative of you taking time to join us.
Well, thanks for having me, Mitch. I appreciate that.
Marjorie, what is obstruction of Congress?
Obstruction of Congress is interfering with Congress's constitutional duty to have the power over all impeachments. The Constitution says that the House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment. That means that the president doesn't get to censor what Congress does. And by stonewalling the proceedings in the House during the impeachment inquiry, the president violated, basically, you know, thumbed his nose at the separation of powers, at the Constitution's clear command that the House of Representatives has the sole power of impeachment. So he refused to allow any document, he didn't produce one document, he refused to allow all executive branch employees from testifying, and he said that they would enjoy absolute immunity from civil and criminal liability. Now, absolute immunity is a doctrine that no court has upheld. In fact, recently in the McGahn case, a court struck it down and said that a president is not king, and he doesn't have control over, over everything, over everyone. Now, Trump's lawyers will talk a lot about, when it's their turn to rebut Article 2, they'll talk a lot about executive privilege and how forcing witnesses to testify and documents to be turned over would violate executive privilege, and that's going to hurt future presidents. Actually, Trump has not asserted executive privilege at all. He just says they shouldn't testify, period. Executive privilege is invoked for certain internal executive branch communications and may or may not be sustained by, I guess, the Chief Justice will make that ruling, although 51 senators can overrule him. But the witness is testifying, and the witness is asked a question, and then the defense lawyers for Donald Trump will say, objection, that calls for an answer that's protected by executive privilege, and then there will be a ruling on whether the witness has to answer that. But he hasn't asserted executive privilege. He has just completely stonewalled. And he's also making that same argument, his lawyers, to prevent the Senate from calling witnesses and subpoenaing documents. Now, they've already had pretrial motions where the House managers, the prosecutors, tried to amend the Senate rules that Mitch McConnell had come up with to allow four witnesses to testify, to allow the subpoena of four witnesses, including Mick Mulvaney, acting chief of staff, who actually admitted there was a quid pro quo, a this for that, a dirt for dollars, however you want to say it, and John Bolton, the former national security advisor to Trump, who left on very uncomfortable terms. And Trump has already indicated that he will assert executive privilege to Bolton's testimony. He's very worried about it. He says, Bolton knows all of my thoughts on these issues, and so it's a threat to national security. And he said that Bolton left on less than positive terms, and he's really, really afraid of what Bolton would say. And then the other subpoenas that were tabled by, on a strict party line vote, the Republicans voting to table the issue of witnesses and the issue of production of documents, the subpoenaing of documents from the White House, the Pentagon, the Office of Management and Budget, etc. And by tabling the issue of whether the Senate will call, will hear witnesses or force the administration to turn over these documents, what they're doing is kind of an Alice in Wonderland type of thing, where first the trial, then the evidence. So there's going to be 6 days of opening statements, three from the managers. This is today's the third day of their opening statements, three from the defense, then 16 hours of the senators questioning, asking questions, and then they may turn to the issue of whether witnesses can be subpoenaed or documents produced. They may or may not. it's not clear whether these, they need a 51 votes, and some senators, kind of moderate senators like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Mitch Romney have made noises that they may vote to hear witnesses, although I'll believe it when I see it. So that may or may not come to the floor. McConnell wants to rush this through. He wants to get it over with. He wants to have an acquittal in hand that Trump can brag about during his State of the Union address on February 4th. And initially, McConnell wanted each side to present its 24 hours of opening statements in 2 days, which would have made for 12-hour days, which would have made them go from 1 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m. in the morning. And he finally gave on that. I think some some of the moderate Republicans said, wait a minute, this is, you know, this is just, you know, it's just too much. Because the senators have to sit in their seats without asking questions. They have to sit silently on pain of imprisonment. They can't have cell phones. Some of them are getting up and walking around and they're restless. But many of these Republicans have never heard the case before. They either didn't pay attention when the House was holding its hearings, or they watch Fox News, which, you know, does voiceovers. It shows a little picture of the testimony.
Yeah, I noticed that last night as watching it. They weren't actually bringing you the hearing. They just had it. They had a video of it the entire time, but they were talking over it with their regular show. Marjorie, we are almost out of time. They're now doing the prayer at the beginning of the Senate, and then they're going to the trial, and then they're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. So we probably have about 30 seconds. It seems like this case, the Article 2 of impeachment, obstruction of Congress, is a pretty easy case to prove.
It is easy unless you buy this absolute immunity theory that Trump is putting forth. And even if you do, and Nadler talked about this last night, even if you do buy the absolute immunity that witnesses have absolute immunity if they don't obey subpoenas, doesn't mean that he can actually keep them from testifying in the first place.
Very good. Marjorie Cohn, Professor Emerita at Thomas Jefferson School of Law, author of the book Drones and Targeted Killing, Legal, Moral, and Geopolitical Issues. You can read her writings at MarjorieCohn.com. Marjorie Cohn, I thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mitch.